Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, October 12th. By the early 17th century, European sailors were being guided through southern seas by several birds, not on the wing, but in the stars. Five southern constellations were named for birds: the peacock, toucan, crane, and bird of paradise, plus a mythological bird that's well known to Harry Potter fans, the phoenix. All of these constellations were outlined by Johannes Baer in a star atlas published in the early 1600s. Those parts of the sky were unknown to Europe until explorers began heading southward. They mapped the stars and brought their observations back to Europe. A Dutch astronomer connected the stellar dots to create a dozen constellations, which Baer depicted in his atlas. Most of the birds are so far south that they're impossible for most American sky watchers to see. But one of them strides low across the south on October evenings, Groose the crane. If you're south of about Denver, look for the crane strolling along the horizon in early evening, with its neck extending low into the sky. The star that marks the crane's head is visible from most of the country. It stands due south about 10 o'clock, almost directly below the gibbous moon. The farther south you are, the higher the star appears. Known as Gamma Gruis, the star is much bigger, brighter, and heavier than the sun. It shines at us across more than 200 light-years of space, the bright eye of a beautiful southern bird. You can find out how to subscribe to our daily program at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.